So, Jonathan, what is home for you? Where is home for you?
Where is home for me? Actually, I would have to say that I'm homeless.
Homeless? What do you mean, homeless?
Well, I don't call one particular place home. I pretty much live out of a suitcase. I don't have roots holding me to one particular place. I was born and raised in Toronto, but from a very young age, I was traveling for different purposes, some the work that I was doing, some for just pleasure travel. And even now, when I go back to Toronto, it doesn't really feel like home. In fact, people comment about my accent, and they say, "Oh, that's an interesting accent. Where are you from?" I say, "Well, I'm from here."
So,
they ask, when did I move there? I say, "Well, I'm from here."
So where do you split most of the majority of your time? Where's your base?
Well, I don't really have a base. That's the thing. I spend about four, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, months in Japan. And I usually visit my parents for about a month a year, sometimes in Canada, where they spend the spring, summer, and early autumn, and sometimes in this small little town in Mexico that they like to go to avoid the harsh Canadian winter.
So you and in between those times, in between Mexico, in between Canada, in between Japan, where are you?
Wherever I sort of feel like going. Now, I don't draw the kind of salary that allows me to live a glamorous lifestyle and travel around the world with the jet set, but I can certainly go and spend several months a year in different destinations, living a very basic existence, but having enough time to be able to travel around, stay in simple accommodation, go out and hit the bars at night, talk to the people I meet in those different areas. At different times, I have different interests.
So that sounds like a pretty exciting, pretty fun life. Do you ever get tired of it?
I think that it's the kind of life that doesn't appeal to everyone. And some people think I have this wonderful, fantastic life all the time. Sometimes I would like to work a little bit more. Sometimes I think, oh no, I have nothing to do for the next 3 months.
Except for travel.
Yes, and as of now, this work that I'm about to do finishes in a couple of days, and people have asked me, where am I going afterwards? And my honest answer is, I don't know. I literally have no idea where I'm going to be 4 or 5 days from now, and I have no idea what I'll be doing for the next 3 months until I need to be back in Japan for work 3 months from now.
Well, good luck on your next trip.
Thank you. You too.